Seward, the fiery abolitionist whose Secretary of State was there too, and of course, Abraham Lincoln. People knew something was happening. The night before the dedication, Seward gave a speech in which he specifically named the evil of slavery as the reason the war was being fought. During his two-hour oration, which was hailed by papers and listeners across the Union as one of the greatest of his life ever, and recounted the history of the war and also touched on the issue of slavery. When it came time for Lincoln to speak, he was able, benefiting from this larger context, to focus on fundamental truths of why the war was being fought. For us, it is history. But for those people at that time, it was their world. The images of war are things we see in textbooks, but that is the reality with which people live. People wanted meaning. They wanted to know why the killing continued and did not end. When the war began, the stated goal of the Union was to put down the insurrection. But that wasn't cause enough for people to keep fighting. James McPherson, the noted Civil War scholar at Princeton University, has argued convincingly that it was with the shift in emphasis from putting down the rebellion to breaking slavery, it was through the infusion of a moral purpose into the war that the Union armies rallied, that the soldiers were willing to continue to fight. People may still have held racial views that we would find appalling. But there was an acknowledgement on the part of the people of the North that it was wrong, that it was unacceptable for a free people to hold others in slavery. Lincoln lifted up that truth. With increasing ardor, eloquence throughout his presidency. He changed the tenor of the war and its meaning when he issued the Emancipation Proclamation. So when he delivered the Gettysburg Address, people knew what he was referring to when he spoke of freedom and liberty. They may not have all liked it, but he seized the opportunity to redefine war. Remember those words? Listen. 70 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in the great Civil War, testing whether that nation or any nation's we can't say for sure. That we probably can't say that he was a Christian in the conventional sense, but we know he believed in God. And we know he was steeped in the Bible, that it shaped his thinking and understanding and his politics. For decades, debate had raged between parties. Were the state supreme or the federal government? Decade after decade, people argued, people tried to compromise to make those visions of the United States cohere. Animating those debates was the issue of slavery. When the Constitution was ratified in the 18th century, the belief was that slavery would fade away. And so those who opposed it were willing to countenance its recognition in our founding document. It's never mentioned by name, but our founding charter includes the notorious three-fifths rule, which allowed slaves to be counted to gain political representation for their oppressors. Throughout the 19th century, with its Kansas-Nebraska Act, the Missouri Compromise, the Compromise of 1850, the issue was pushed off. But slavery did not go away. With the Industrial Revolution and the invention of the cotton gin, slavery was given a second lease on life. It did not fade. And through the 1850s, Lincoln thought about this issue, struggled with it. His views